Good morning. We are starting Chayodim Klal Chaf, which deals with the halachas of Bishul and Shehiyah and Chazara, the halachas of cooking food, baking food, and leaving food, going into Shabbos on a fire. A few points about just quickly, very briefly, for those of you who are familiar with the shiur. We have a few new people joining. The shiur is based on the chayodim, but the mishabura bases a lot of his halacha on the chayodim. But at points where the mishabura and the chayodim diverge, we will point out how the mishabura is diverging from the chayodim, and we'll try to say halacha lemaisa. But the framework of the chayodim is a very good framework to try and learn the halachas. He follows a fairly clear order and presentation. The shiur is available for sponsorship if somebody would like to sponsor. The money goes to support Kerla Zichron and Amram. And Baruch Hashem, the Kerla right now has over 25 Yungalite. So any help which is given is appreciated. The Malacha Bishul is a fascinating Malacha because it's one of the few Malachas where the person does not really do the actual result. Person does not create the result. He sets up the situation, and then the fire is what the one who makes the change. The person puts the pot on the fire, and the fire cooks it. So arguably, that could be understood at some level of a groma. Person puts the dough into the oven, and the oven bakes it. A person puts the metal over the fire, and the metal starts to soften and melt. So the person is not doing it. The Torah is mechayev a person for the action of the heat which is being used. So by putting in a situation where the heat is going to affect that, a person is held responsible for the result using the koyachos of the bria to accomplish something. If it's done in the proper way, is not considered a groma, it's considered a person's direct action. The Malach of Bishul, which was found in the Mishkan, there's actually a machlokes between the Babli and the Yerushalmi, how we learn the malachas, whether we learn the malachas from the melechas of Mishkan, the building of the Mishkan, or even from the karbonas which are brought in the Mishkan. So according to the Yerushalmi, we learn from the karbonas as well. So they had lechem upon him, and they would bake the lechem upon him. And therefore the malacha in the Mishnah is called ha'oifa, one who bakes. The Babli, however, says we actually learn it from the binyan of the Mishkan. In the binyan of the Mishkan, there was no act of afia. There was an act of bishul when they would make the various dyes that they needed for the purpose of dyeing the parochas, the urias, the kahuna, etc. There was a bishul step which is necessary in that process. So the malacha in the Mishkan actually was bishul, not afiyah. The Mishnah in Shabbos and Dafan Gimel Amud Aleph, when it goes through the Lamedes Malachas, says ha'oifa. So the Babli says, so why does it say ha'oifa if the malacha in the Mishkan was actually bishul? So the Babli answers because the Tana wanted to write a set of halachas which would be clear, of malachas which would be clear to people, and when the person is baking bread, all these first 11 malachas are all necessary in the process of baking bread. So that's a very good, clear way to remember the Lamedes malachas. So ha'oifa and bishul seem to be stand-ins for each other. We can understand the malacha of oifa and bishul as being two forms of the same av. The Ramban actually says, it'd be up to him, he would have counted Oifa and Bishul as two different malachas. There are two different malachas involved in Oifa and Bishul. The primary definition of the malacha Bishul is that a person uses heat, specifically heat which is a person would relate to as not as warm but as actual heat, to effect some type of change in an item. So if a person takes raw chicken, raw meat, it puts it over a fire, it puts it in a pot, it puts it over a fire, it's going to change and become cooked meat. It's going to soften from the very rubbery type of meat, which is difficult to eat, into meat, which is edible. So the process of cooking it makes it into a different type of thing. There are actual changes that take place in the food, which are irreversible. And that is considered the malacha bishul. So we call that what's known as a shinui, a change in the echus, in the actual quality of the item. There are certain items, however, where there's no change in the actual quality of the item. They are not irreversible. A person melts metal, a person melts wax, and uses fire to do so. So right now, there's a shina in the tzura, and the form of the item has changed, but the actual item itself has not changed. That's why after the heat is removed, it will go back to its original state. But that being said, the change is significant enough because now I can use it to make a kli. I can melt the metal and I can form it and shape it in ways which I couldn't do beforehand. So there is a qualitative difference in that regard. So the shinui tzura is sufficient to be chayav. So the two ways that the person is going to be chayav for the malacha are a shinui in the echus, a change in the quality of the item through cooking it, which is an irreversible change, or a change in the tzura, the change in the form of the item, which is reversible, but it's significant enough when it happened that one is going to be held chayiv. So that's the first points we want to introduce over here. We'll give another introduction before we actually learn the chayiv inside. And meanwhile, have a good day.